This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
A new day with Rhett Palmer. Now, WCNO is proud to present the award-winning radio host.
And it's a new day with Rhett Palmer. How are you, ladies and gentlemen? And I'm sitting here with
Jimmy Shelton.
And Jimmy Shelton, actually, you were a pastor, right?
I was a pastor in Iowa for 25 years.
For 25 years. And there was a time where you knew nothing about Jesus. And I like the way you described it the other day, and so I've asked Jimmy to tell his story. It's an extraordinary story. So what did you do for a living, and how old were you prior to knowing Jesus?
Well, my dad actually was a commercial net fisherman, so I kind of grew up in his footsteps for a while. Also, I was installing carpeting and doing other jobs like that. So he kind of got me going the wrong direction. We lived right next door to the Coconut Bar, which should tell you a lot. And he lived in the Coconut Bar most of the time.
Oh, okay. So that tells you a lot about your dad.
Yeah.
Now, so what happened to have you become a follower of Christ?
Okay. I was, after I was married, my wife, you know, she was born again when she was like 8 years old. And didn't know it, but she kept following after the Lord. So,
and she didn't know she'd been born again? She just, there was some sort of a conversion, but she didn't know it had a name to it.
She accepted the Lord one day when she was 8 years old, walked down the aisle.
Wow.
And then her parents moved out of town, and that she had no way of going to church again until she was quite a bit older.
Wow.
Yeah, so she kept asking me to go and asking me to go. And finally, my kids kept saying, Mom, how come Dad doesn't have to go to church? So that finally got me to go, and I went to a few churches, and unfortunately, the people were sleeping through most of it, and it was just dead churches, you know. So finally, she got in touch with some people that directed her to a more like a charismatic church. So I said, well, okay, I'm going to go this time, and that should pretty much do it. I shouldn't have to go again for years, you know? Well, I went in there, and what I found was nobody sleeping or anything like that. The people were, you could see them, like, raising their arms towards heaven, crying out to God, tears running down their cheeks. And I'm like, what is going on here? This is a church? And it was a church, and they were leading me towards opening my eyes from the inside.
Because I remember you said something like, I don't know anything about this. What's going on here? What was that you said the other day? I love the way you put that, you know.
About not knowing.
Yes, like, what is going on here? I know nothing about this.
Yeah, well, I knew nothing about Christ, about Father God. And Jesus.
No one ever told you anything?
No one ever really told me anything, no.
Okay, how old are you at this time?
When I met the Lord, I was 39. Jack Benny and I were the same age.
So 39 years of age, and no one had the boldness to tell you that there's a living God and there's a loving God, or about Jesus dying for your sins on the cross and rising from the dead. Well, I you know, I didn't know what Easter was until I stayed at a friend's house as a kid, and his mother on Easter morning brought out baskets. What are these for? This is a thing called Easter. And then I only thought it was about bunny rabbits and Easter eggs.
Yeah.
Until I was 29.
Well, we were so poor, we didn't even do those sort of things. You know, we were really poor.
Were you?
Yeah.
That's because your dad was spending all the money in the bar next door.
Yeah, my mom finally left him and went to Miami and those types of things. So I grew up under my dad's shadow, you know, and which wasn't a good shadow.
Yeah.
You know?
So anyway, so you go to this church, and do you go forward the first time you're there?
Well, what actually happened was there was, I would call him an evangelist, standing behind me with his family. Although, you know, he was a local resident here, and he had a business here. He was an interior decorator. And but he knew there was something different about me. So when the service was over, my wife was going down for prayer. She says, why don't you take our daughters out there and get them a soda? I said, okay. So I walked out through the door, walked right into this guy practically just standing there with a big smile on his face, you know?
Yeah.
And he said, "Hi there." He says, "Remember me?" And I said, "Oh, yeah. Weren't you standing there behind us during the service?" "Yes, I was. Do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior?" That's his conversation. I mean, I didn't know anything about a Lord and Savior, anything like that, nothing. And I'm just standing there really flat-footed. So I heard what he said. "Do I know Jesus as my Lord and Savior?" Well, even though I had a lot of problems, I was always an honest guy. So I answered back and I said, "No, I don't." And he looked at me with that. He had a great smile on his face. And he says, "Would you like to?" And I don't know what hit me. It was nothing that I'd ever been around and experienced. But I knew there was something different, something new. And I said, "Yes, I would." And so he says, "Just say this prayer with me." And he just prayed a nice little prayer, you know, and it was so simple. And I just asked Jesus Christ to be my Lord. It was very simple. But when I said that, man, something happened.
What happened?
And I did not know anything could happen. I mean, I'm totally ignorant of this.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, all I wanted was more of Jesus. Just instant. And I still didn't know who he was. This is a crazy thing. I didn't know who he was. But I knew I had to have him.
Now, yes. When did you look at the sky and saw it was blue?
Just a few minutes, yeah.
After that,
he says, "Well, would you like to be filled with the Holy Spirit?" And I said, "Sir, I'll take anything I can get." I really did. Those are the words I used. And he says, "Would you guys go out to lunch with us?" I said, "Sure." So we left the church there and walked outside. And I have no clue what happened because I've never been involved in anything like this ever. I walked outside and I looked up. And what I saw, I wish I could repeat it. I wish I could somehow put it in people's heads to understand what I saw, because I've never seen it before or after. But I saw a sky that was unlike any color I'd ever seen, and yet it was a blue. But it was a blue I guess you can't paint. You and I are both artists. We both paint. And if you're looking for a certain color and you can't find it, you know, that would have been it, because it was unfindable on Earth. And I saw this beautiful sky and the clouds that were, you can't really describe. And so I almost fainted, you know. I said, look, I'm pointing to the sky. And everyone's looking up there and saying, "What is it, Jimmy? What is it? Is there a plane or something? What are you looking at?" I said, "You don't see it? I mean, like, why wouldn't everybody see this, you know?" "See what, Jimmy? See what?" And I said, "The sky. You don't see the sky?" And they said, "Yeah, looks like a normal sky to me." I said, "Oh, my goodness." And then I glanced over at the trees, and there was a green like I'd never seen before in my life. So these things Lord did for me that I remember now 40 years later after I said yes to the Lord. And it's still so obvious and so clear. I wouldn't forget it, because he put that in my view and in my head and in my spirit to where you could never talk me out of knowing God. He's real.
Wow. So you went out to lunch with those guys.
Yeah.
And I presume you started to attend church on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Started to read the Bible.
Did I read the Bible? I read it while I was driving my car. I put it on my steering wheel and was trying to drive.
Couldn't get enough.
I couldn't get enough, yeah. I would stop at a restaurant to eat lunch. People would come and say, "Is that a Bible you're reading?" I said, "Yeah." "Wow, I don't think I've ever seen anybody read a Bible at lunch, you know." I said, "Well, that's all I want to do anymore is read the Bible."
When did you decide to start telling other people about what you had found?
Very quickly, yeah, right away, yeah, right away. And
were you beating them over the head with that Bible?
Pretty much, yeah, or anything I could find. I mean, I almost I almost felt like playing football. I would almost go and tackle people. They had to know.
Snatch these souls.
They had to know. They had to know, because this is a gift, a treasure you can't buy, you know. And It's on the inside of you. You can't get to it to cleanse it out, to wash it out of there if you wanted to. Mm-hmm. It's there. And I know there's someone listening today, just like I was, and they don't know. And the only way you can know is you listen to these words and ask God to reveal them to your spirit. And you get that inside of you, and you watch what will begin to happen.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe we should, what's happened after that? I mean, you've been married, you have children.
Yeah.
Started a church?
Well, the church part took about 6 years from the time I got saved. But here's the strange thing is, like, we would go somewhere, maybe to another town or so, to be in a Christian involvement, something going on there. And we'd be just walking down the sidewalk, and no, we didn't know anyone. People would walk by, and I could see them stop, and they would talk to one another. They'd turn around. They couldn't say, sir, can we talk with you, please? I said, yes, ma'am. What's up? Sir, is God calling you, to do, whatever, all these things? And I'm like, well, I guess he is. How do you know? Well, he just put it in our hearts when we walked by you that he was doing something in your life. So that's kind of how it started. And, I just kept going from there. And there was a guy in our church that kept coming to me constantly saying, Jimmy, what's the Lord doing? Is he directing you to go to a Bible college or something?
Yeah.
And I said, and actually, there was one place that was in my heart.
Yeah, where was that?
And, it was in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Yeah.
And that's where you ended up going to Bible school?
Yep. And so,
how many years was that? A year, 2 years?
I was going to go for 2 years. I went for 1 year, and someone talked us into coming and preaching at their church in Iowa, which I thought I didn't really know there was such a place as Iowa. I was born and raised here in the South.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, let me ask you this. We got about a minute left in the morning show here, New Day with Rhett Palmer. Would you please lead us, take about 30 seconds and lead people? Folks, you might want to pray if you'd like to know Jesus just like this gentleman. Mm-hmm. And your name again is Jimmy Shelton.
Jimmy Shelton. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the words that come from you, Lord God, that you put in our hearts. Lord, I thank you that when people hear the message about God, they respond. And Lord, I just pray today for those that are sitting there and are listening to this, and they know something is stirring up inside of them. And I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that they would have an experience similar to what I had, that they would know that they know. And time is short. And Lord, that you would move in their hearts and minister to their minds and move their feet and hands, Lord, to do something about this calling. There's nothing like it.
Yep. Nothing. All you got to do is ask him and just say, Jesus, I believe you died on the cross for my sins. I surrender my life to you. Come in. I am yours. Thank you, Jimmy Shelton.
Thank you, brother.
This is the mayor of the airways, Rhett Palmer. It's a new day. Someone somewhere needs your random act of kindness. As it's written, give unto others, your light will rise out of the darkness like the noonday sun.
Dr. Martine DeCambre of Braces for Us has been creating healthy and beautiful smiles for